Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1143. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Chris Calamita. What is up, good sir?
Not a heck of a lot, Kevin. How about yourself?
Oh, I am, I guess, finally getting excited about the road to WrestleMania here.
Yeah, it's starting to feel real finally. We are under 1 month out. We are, in fact, under 4 weeks out. We are approaching 3 weeks out, and it's definitely the excitement is building.
I feel like they've at least rounded out the big matches, and some of the other matches I feel like you can see coming, as you will see probably within this rundown of events here.
Right.
Not surprised. SmackDown starts off with the Randy Orton retrospective of his beating of Cody Rhodes the previous week. But sure enough, we really start the professional wrestling program with Drew McIntyre already having T-boned.
Yeah, something like that.
Jacob
Yeah,
Fatu.
although it was referred to as an accident, I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, that looked suspiciously like Drew McIntyre drove right into Jacob Fatu's driver's side. Like, I mean, he was really going for the kill there.
Really, he really was, and we come out to find Drew McIntyre on top of Jacob Fatu with raining down punches. Jacob Fatu is busted open, so we have blood on SmackDown 2 weeks in a row on purpose. That's has it's been a pretty long time since we've had that on WWE TV for sure.
And unlike the previous week that was the end of a 3 hour show,
Yeah.
this one right off the hop.
Yep, right off the hop, we get them pu Drew pulled off of Jacob Fatu, Drew going down to the ring, getting into it with Nick Aldis, which then leads to Jacob Fatu coming to the ring to fight Drew McIntyre. The fight is on again, and ending with Jacob putting Drew through a table, and not the last we would see of these gentlemen.
No, this I wondered how exactly they were going to really have these two take a prominent position on the WrestleMania card. Like it almost feels like kind of a secondary prize for not being in the World
Right.
Championship
They, well, yeah, let, you know,
match.
the, yeah, they accelerated things qu quite a bit here. To turn this, what's been, essentially they've been something of nuisances to each other for really going on a couple of months now. To, we're a couple of months now. To and out being in an out and out blood feud. That is going to, as we go on, require possibly some extreme circumstances for for their match at WrestleMania, even though this is their first one-on-one meeting.
And definitely from the events later in the evening, it really feels like some type of stipulation is getting added to this one. And I
Yes.
guess it's kind of interesting. I don't are there a lot of matches with stipulations at the current
There really
moment?
aren't any right now. No, there aren't any. So this might turn out to be the big brawl of the show.
Yeah, or at least the big brawl of one of the nights. I mean,
Yeah. Oh,
you
then
can
one
at
of the
least
nights. Yeah, you may have. Yeah, you can split those up. Yeah.
split them off if you want
Yeah,
to.
split them up. Don't do like they did it for SummerSlam and made night two like almost all gimmick matches that started canceling each other out by the end of the night.
Oh yeah, I guess we shall still see in that department since we have not been given a card list as of this time.
No,
Even if the
you.
card is taking shape, it's no day listings quite yet. But yeah, these two surely are going to be on one of those 2 days, and we can get to their end since it's tied in with the main event, I guess, really of SmackDown, so to
Yeah.
speak. So, bad luck is coming to find Solo Sikoa and the MFTs. They were unable to. Oh yeah, they were unable to retain the tag team championships this week against Damian Priest and R-Truth.
Yes,
It felt like
they.
this was telegraphed that this was coming as soon as R-Truth and Priest got put together.
Yeah, as soon as they got back put together, it's like, yep, nope, this is the team. This is gonna work. Yeah, what they're doing with the MFTs and the Wyatt Six, it ain't working. It ain't working for anybody.
Yeah, that's why I was somewhat happy, because I know it's not going to happen before WrestleMania, because that would be kind of silly. But Tama Tonga maybe taking steps towards liberating himself from this group.
Oh, good. Yeah, because obviously,
Again, certainly a
anyone,
ceiling on that man,
right?
but get out from that umbrella,
Oh,
please,
yeah,
and
get out
thank
of there.
you.
This is a dead issue. Get out from under that. They obviously playing it that Solo's obsession with the stupid lantern cost on the titles, and of course, and it did. Oh, the only person who
Yeah.
can't see that is Solo himself.
Yeah, and it's not yeah, they have not done Solo any favors really
No,
in
they have
all
not.
of this. Because yeah, I mean he's just kind of looking like a dumbass again because it yeah, the lantern really does not matter.
No, it really does not. No. Yeah, and they have not done a good job tying the lantern to the memory of Bray Wyatt or anything like that. They seem to
Oh.
want to like kind of scale back some of that talk. In as the Wyatt Six have gone on, I guess, I mean, it's going on, the guy's gone been going on been gone for 3 years now, it's been a while, and it's just like, we need to keep dragging his name up, especially for something that's obviously failing.
It's been a really tough sell for those guys.
I mean, I'm glad his brother got some extra years of work out of it, but we have extra couple years of work out of it, but yeah, it hasn't been anything
I'm with
what
it.
people probably thought it would be, or maybe it is. Maybe it is what people thought it would be, because a lot of people probably thought it just doesn't work. It just so much of the spooky stuff just does not work, and playing them as baby
Oh.
faces doesn't really work, and always needing to have them in a feud with another faction, and when there's a dwindling number of those.
Yeah, it is really tough. And I mean, even if they did kind of foreshadow another faction coming together, possibly.
Right.
Yeah, there are not enough factions in the WWE to just have faction warfare on TV on a regular basis.
No, there's not.
Yeah, it's just not good. The one thing that I would say, and I think it's something Jeremy and I maybe talked about, I think that what's his name? Wyatt's brother,
Bo Dallas.
Bo Dallas. He'd be better off unmasked. That mask,
Yeah.
he looks creepier unmasked than he does masked.
Yeah. The
So.
mask is stupid. The whole outfit is limiting. I mean, he
Yeah.
was never the greatest worker in the world to begin with, and I have my doubts on how much he can see in that thing, you know?
It does not seem to stay in place terribly well.
Right.
It seems less more shifty than a luchador mask, to say
Yeah.
the least. So, not really loving that stuff. Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss, they were eating ice cream together, despite the fact that Charlotte Flair has definitely not been eating ice cream to get that body.
No.
But they confronted Nikki and Brie Bella backstage, and this is definitely one of those. They have not announced the card, but it really seems like we are steamrolling towards some type of multi-woman tag team match here at
Yeah,
WrestleMania.
it is pretty obvious, and the way they are going about it is the paint by numbers approach that you do to get to get these kind of matches together. You know, these matches constantly all end in chaos, you know, no winner.
Team A wrestles Team B. Team C
Team C is at
interferes.
Team C Team C is just sitting at ringside. They're not even doing commentary. I'm not sure why all this is even allowing this. He's starting to turn into Adam Pearce here, just letting things happen. He's losing control of his show too.
Nick Aldis is he's needed a drink here, even if he hasn't said it on TV out loud. Because SmackDown was that was the Wild Wild West just this week. But
Oh yeah.
they are definitely setting up the women's tag team for WrestleMania there. The one thing that I was thinking of that could be maybe a faction incoming. I'm not sure what they really do, really, but Candice LeRae ends up helping out the Motor City Machine Guns, but they had a chance meeting backstage. Johnny Gargano needs a partner now that Tommaso Ciampa's gone. Hey, why not throw together the three guys that know each other, and at least you can get some good tag team matches out of it, right? And
Right.
maybe some faction warfare, if you really need that for any other reason. So,
Sounds to me.
that segment seemed pretty straightforward. Always interesting. I think I don't know how much we talked about this last week. The crisis of conscience, Sami Zayn, gimmick that they have, going on here. Are we leading down a heel turn, for, Mr. Zayn here?
At this point, I think it's needed. Just you can't just be a sh this first of all, this that level of sugary sweet baby face that he was going for, that do-gooder of a baby face he was before they really started on down this road. It's probably a little much for this generation. And he was losing all the time, so that, you know, obviously that doesn't help at all. You know, the guy who
No,
loses the
Le
big one
losing
just.
never beneficial, as we've discussed multiple times on this podcast.
Yes. So yeah, giving him a little edge, giving him a little giving him, you know, it's just something, you know, he's conflicted about what direction his career is going. So yeah, which led to him having a match with Aleister Black. That again, he loses, but because Trick Williams, who confronted Sami Zayn during the previous segment, told him he was going to be down to ringside. It's definitely looking like, and you know, the distraction of Trick Williams causes Sami Zayn to take an absolutely brutal looking black mass right to the jaw.
Yeah, he really Black really looked like he connected with the flat of the foot on his jaw. That one did look pretty rough.
That looked pretty good, but who knows? Maybe it just looked good. I don't know. We don't know. I guess even in an unreal world, we still don't know all the secrets.
This is true. This is true. The
But
beard saved him. It was
I
it
guess,
was the shock
right.
absorber that he needed.
Yeah, it makes some sense. That makes a lot of sense there. But also makes sense. It feels like we are heading towards a Sami Zayn, Trick Williams match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it definitely screams early in the card.
Oh yeah.
But it gets both guys on the card, so
Yeah.
they have not pulled the trigger yet. It would be kind of wild to me to pull the trigger before WrestleMania.
Yeah, no. Sami Zayn has one more big loss in him. I believe in him.
That as I was saying those words into the microphone, I'm like, man, Sammy's eating that L at WrestleMania, isn't he? It's like
He's
they are not
not even getting
having
and he's not
Trick
even gonna get
Williams
cheered.
lose this.
He's not even gonna get cheered though. That's the thing. He's gonna have to be faced with 40, 50, whatever thousand amount of people chanting, "You whoop that trick at him," as he's standing in the ring waiting on Trick's entrance. That's gonna be ugh. The mighty have fallen. And yeah, to circle back to where we started on this part of the conversation, yes, a heel turn is in order here.
Oof, yeah. It might not happen until after that devastating loss at WrestleMania,
Well,
but
you gotta have that.
yeah. Randy Orton comes out and surprise, surprise, he's still super popular.
Oh yeah, I'm such a big shock, yeah. And he didn't even really try that hard to turn people against them. Just the generic, I don't want to be a nice guy. I don't want to sign your autographs or kiss your babies. Just very, very generic post heel turn promo. And really, that's about it. I mean, the interesting line was about how Cody gave him, he still loves Cody like a brother, and Cody gave him permission to listen to the voices in his head.
I mean, he did.
He really did. He yeah, yeah, it's a,
So,
so yeah. Cody brought this on himself. I agree. Yes.
Cody has one person to blame. That finger's pointing right at
And
him.
then Randy Orton, while walking backstage, meets a bunch of people, including one Matt Cardona, who he ends up assaulting. And then later in the night, well, so just to keep just to skip ahead with the related stuff, he runs into his good friend Jelly Roll, who cuts the most. This is more of a Dusty Rhodes promo than Cody Rhodes or Dustin Rhodes have ever cut in their lives. Jelly Roll, the spirit of the American Dream inhabited Jelly Roll in this moment. This man, and just like the American Dream did late in his life, Jelly Roll should be teaching promo class at the Performance Center because he was better than almost everybody on this show. Or Rahard.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Jelly Roll's had a lot of time on microphone and is
Yes.
not afraid to talk to it properly. And yeah, like he it was a home run. It was really like you said, like it was kind of the son of a plumber
Yeah, oh yeah.
kind of a promo, honestly. Like you said, like it was
It
really quintessentially Dusty Rhodes within its
really was,
content.
you felt the words he was saying, and you even let yourself think for a second that maybe it's getting through to Randy. This was good stuff.
They have definitely made some compelling TV out of it. And I'm trying to remember if it was on SmackDown or did they wait until Raw to announce that Cody Rhodes was going to have an interview sometime.
Yeah, he's going to be on the Pat McAfee show tomorrow. Yes. That's going to be his
Oh,
first appearance, which,
they announced it on Raw. Okay.
That's definitely a unique locale for such a thing, because I know ESPN's in bed with WWE completely now, and of course it's McAfee, but man, using one of their tentpole, sports talk shows to pretend like wrestling is real. That's a tough sell to ESPN viewers and probably some ESPN network executives.
Yeah, I mean, I've obviously never really watched McAfee's show to know how much, if any, wrestling that he talked about on the show, like
I mean, wrestlers
prior
are on the show every
to
once in a
or.
while. I mean, I think even before he hosted, he would bring them on. Of course, there was all the initial stuff McAfee did in NXT as well before he got really before he even got super popular and famous.
Oh,
But
yeah.
yeah, he'll do stuff with Russ. He's always has, he probably always will if he never officially comes back. But the interviews are not, in fully in character, keeping, the old kayfabe or anything. But the way that they're
Oh,
presenting
right.
this seems to be, it's kind of gotta be.
It seems like it because they definitely hinted at it being a response to the events perpetrated by Randy Orton. So, that really leans you into kayfabe territory there once he's on Mr. McAfee's show. So that could be interesting. I guess I could just watch it on my phone. Kind of forgot about that possibility.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I think, yeah, no, that's right. I dropped all the ESPN stuff for a couple of months, so I guess I wouldn't be able to watch it, because I'm like, if I'm gonna be in person at WrestleMania, and there's not another PLE until May after that, why am I paying for this? I don't really watch anything else on ESPN.
That is fair enough. That is kind of an interesting thing. They just kind of kept that story moving with Randy Orton and Cody Rhodes. And that's that is perfectly acceptable. Like I did not expect to see Cody on this week's show. I would have been annoyed quite frankly.
Oh
If
yeah, no.
if
There
he
was
would
no
have been
way
on
that
TV.
they could have justified that, no.
And then just also building up more hype category here for WrestleMania. Jade Cargill is the one out of the ring first this week, and she is the one calling out Rhea Ripley. I feel like it was the reverse order last week. I mean, just continued hype and continued sniping
Right. Yeah.
between the two.
Though I
Nothing
do.
really.
No, actually, I feel like they maybe skipped a few chapters here, because we're really letting it on. Jade Cargill is only here for money and fame. She doesn't love wrestling. She doesn't care about titles and all that. I don't know if they've really played that up as much.
That is true. I would say that it's been a little light in the she's faked a wrestling kind
Yeah.
of an opinion for
And
her.
yes,
It is
and yeah,
something that has
there
just come
apparently
up.
is some legit credibility to that in terms of how people feel about her, and they're bringing that onto the screen. The key line for Rhea Ripley is about, I don't need that championship. That championship needs me. Which was a good line. And then Miss Jade's about to leave after being challenged by Rhea. She's confronted by Meechin and B-Fab, who, in something that is actually a surprise, joins up with Jade Cargill, which we've been given nothing to the leap that this was the conclusion that was ever going to happen. Again, I mean, no work at all had been done here to establish why that Meechin and B-Fab would join up with Jade after really chasing her down for months.
It really seemed like quite the about face from them. I mean, we had at least gotten some type of I believe they talked to Rhea backstage last week, but they both were kind of like, nah, buzz off, kind of about the situation. And there wasn't any even real animosity to me in that direction.
Right.
I do like the fact that it feels like this is a good use
Yeah,
for those
it is a
two.
good use. I mean, they were going nowhere on their own as baby faces. Yeah, so yeah, the link here with Jade. Now, in the weeks to come, we get singles matches, tag matches if Rhea wants to bring Io Sky over or what have you. We can get some we can get some traction with that. Yes.
Because I feel like, is Io on the list of not seemingly having a match at this juncture? Although it does seem like there is a story that's being told on Raw involving her.
I mean, that could end up a match at WrestleMania. I mean, it's one of those, lower card. I mean, it's a stark fall from me for well, we'll get into it when we get there. But people do double duty during this period, so we could see her on SmackDown teaming with Rhea, and it's a way to
Oh, for sure.
give her some, give Jade some lackeys so Rhea doesn't fully get her hands on Jade Cargill, in the next 3 weeks.
It always good to have obstacles there. To me, both B-Fab and Meechin were taking L's. If you're gonna take L's, they may as well have a purpose. If you're the roadblock to the heel champion, that checks off a lot of boxes, and that's what they're set up for here, I would imagine. Good on them. I did like that little surprise that came along. Interesting matchup here. Carmelo Hayes versus Ilya Dragunov for the US Championship. This has been a rematch in the making. They've definitely hyped it somewhat here and there with confrontations backstage between Carmelo and Ilya over the
And
weeks
it
here.
was just kind of even though that's the nature of the US Open Challenge stuff, it did feel like it kind of came out of nowhere. It was just kind of thrown out there, but they got a lot of time. They had an excellent match. I know Carmelo retains. I mean, honestly, they could have had this match at WrestleMania.
I mean it I guess I was thinking that might have been the best match within Raw and SmackDown, honestly.
I wouldn't argue with that. No. Yeah. Who
So
knows?
yeah, really
Both the
I did really enjoy
it,
this.
it 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 does seem like both the United States and Intercontinental Champions really don't have anything to do at WrestleMania, but maybe there's a story within that.
Maybe. Do we smell more multi-person matches?
Yes, more multi-person ma matches. Maybe something might involve a ladder or something.
Oh,
Maybe we'll take
yeah.
maybe, oh, hey, maybe they can take both belts, hang them up, and have like a mad dash type match like they did 2 years ago for the tag belts. It's been done before, and
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun
that would be
if
fun.
they decide to go that route. But yeah, those two championships definitely are in a state of limbo
Right.
as far as what their status at WrestleMania is. Because this would have been one of the few ones, just because they had been teasing this feud, like you said, they could have teased it out to WrestleMania, but they decided not to. And then, yeah, Randy Orton ends our night here on SmackDown, inviting Matt Cardona out for an apology. Well, and I guess it is important to note that Randy Orton yet again was talking to someone on a phone.
Yeah.
We are unaware of this person's identity
Right.
still.
Now, granted, there has been some speculation that there's actually no one on the other line. It really is gonna be it's the voices in his head or
Which is a perfectly acceptable answer.
it is acceptable, but I hope people aren't getting too excited about the possibility of the person on the phone, but maybe they do have something big. Who knows?
I would get a
We shall
bigger,
find out.
honestly, I would get a bigger laugh out of it being the voices in his head, if that's what they ended up going with. Like, being The Rock would almost be a letdown in some ways now. I just
That's
like the idea that they're just gonna go, yeah, it's just the voices in my head. Like, what do you think
yeah, they can
it
do it. Yeah.
was?
That's one. That might
Oh
actually get
man.
Randy Orton booed. Because beating
No.
up Matt Cardona sure didn't.
Yeah, yet again, failure on the turning Randy Orton heel train here. When everyone's chanting one more time,
Yeah.
not a great sign during the heel beatdown.
And Randy is finding different ways to dismantle people and not using the punt kick.
Yeah, because this is chair on the arm, if I'm
This was
not
chair on the arm,
mistaken.
yes. I wonder
Yep.
if they're saving the punt kick for WrestleMania.
Oh man, Matt Cardona now got to sell an injury until at least WrestleMania.
Oh, so yeah, Matt Cardona selling injuries to get over other people's feuds. Yeah, that's the first time that's happened.
Yeah, if he thought his spot on the card was going to be anywhere else, I could have given him that bad news a long time ago.
Yeah, but he's getting paid, and I guess he gets to hang
Yep.
out with his wife all of his hot wife all the time, so his life is. His life's better than
Yep.
mine, still.
Yep. I would say tip of the cap to him. Tip
Yeah.
of the cap. Well, we've talked about Jelly Roll quite a bit here. He's another one. Nothing announced for WrestleMania, but boy howdy, it certainly seems like there is something a brewing with Mr. Roll and Kit Wilson at this point.
Yes,
Whether this involves other persons remains to be seen, but does seem likely.
this is of course involved The Miz and also involved Danhausen. So that's
Yes.
all kind of been wrapped into all this. And we did get a poetry slam between which was great. I am all in on Kilt Wilson again. And then
Yeah,
Jelly
the
Roll with the
poetry
Your Mother
slam
jokes, which
was pretty funny.
it
And
wasn't it was funny,
of
and you know
course,
what?
a musician is good at coming up with something maybe on the fly. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. And then Kit Wilson attacks Jelly Roll and actually gets some a little even just a little bit of physical credibility. Over the Grammy Award-winning singer.
Yeah, we are definitely establishing a feud here.
We are establishing a feud, and we are establishing that, you know, Jelly Roll has only had one match. He's not actually a wrestler, so an actual wrestler is going to be able to get the better of him, even if it's a smaller man who is seen as a little dainty. And they're gonna face each other one-on-one next week, which I do not expect to last long. I do not actually think Jelly Roll is going to have a full match on an episode of SmackDown.
That would be pretty wild if that
That would be
ends up
wild.
being his first full singles match.
That would be pretty wild, but I do, yeah, to expect The Miz to get involved, and possibly Danhausen, which again, the I that that tag match the potential for that tag match has me giddy. Like, I cannot wait for a match that hasn't been announced yet.
It has that kind of Johnny Knoxville, Sami Zayn
Yes, exactly. Yes,
kind
yes.
of comedic potential
It really does.
to be a nice oasis in the desert of
It is.
mostly wrestling
Right. Yes. Yeah. It
in a WrestleMania
is
show.
perfectly fine to have one match like this in 4 hours. Yes. Did you see the it's, you know, like the digital only video of The Miz confronting the merchandise guy? Say, I've been here 20 years. I don't have any shirts right now. Danhausen has a t-shirt. Actually, he has five.
Yes, I did see that bit. And just yeah, the Miz reacting to it was priceless. Because yeah, I mean, the Miz still sells whatever the hell he's in. The
Yeah.
man
Yes.
pure utility player up and down the card
Yeah.
no matter where you
Yeah.
want him.
Yes. And usually the typical argument against having a part-timer and or a celebrity involved in WrestleMania is it takes a spot away from, you know, certain wrestlers. This could be potentially be giving three wrestlers a match at WrestleMania they wouldn't have otherwise. So he is actually
And
helping three people.
yeah, if Danhausen and Kit Wilson are in this match, I think they owe their direct thanks to Mr. Roll
Yes.
in this situation. I feel like the other one could have made it on there. The Miz could have made it on there one way or the other. But still, he again, like he knows the assignment.
Yeah.
He is that man is no dummy. He knows how to keep a job.
He does.
good
It's a
on
great trait to
him.
have.
Yep. Yeah, we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, but officially it was the Irresistible Forces versus Brie Bella and Nikki Bella. And of course there is a DQ involved in this thing because that is exactly what happens
Of course, of course, there was.
to further the story. And then yeah, we did talk about Matt Cardona getting his ass kicked and then kind of sideways there to Jelly Roll, but we teased it a little bit earlier, but we end the show with Nick Aldis running outside because he has truly lost control of his show at this point, only to find Jacob Fatu and Drew McIntyre fighting up on, I don't know, some type of scaffold on maybe a
Yeah.
lighting rig or
Yeah,
something. I
something
don't
like that almost
know.
looked, yeah, it was yes, and of
It
course
seemed
the
like it was high enough to look scary, but not so
yeah.
high that it was
Well, the fence was high enough
ridiculously
to
high that Nick Aldis could easily look over it.
yeah, but the fence was at least was high enough that it hit the I'm sure it hit the crash pad, yeah.
Oh yes.
They
They
fall
really
off the
sold that.
off of it, of course. Yes.
Yeah. So that's why, I mean, that just screams gimmick match. Like
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
if you have that kind of a fight,
Yeah, we might be
it feels like
going.
there's gimmick match in the offing for sure.
Oh yeah.
So that is a wrap on SmackDown. I had the weirdest experience on Raw because I thought I was starting at the beginning, but then started like an hour into it, and that was really
Yeah, there was
weird.
supposedly a bug or a glitch for Netflix that did not allow that this week they the start from the beginning functionality did not work or.
Oh, okay. Well, was unaware of that piece of information.
Oh yeah.
So makes me
Apparently, it
feel a
was a
little
big
bit
thing on
better.
Twitter and Reddit last night. I don't frequent either of those anymore, so.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Good to know that I was not the only one, I suppose, that experienced this. Because it really felt like a night that I needed to tune in to the first hour to inform me about hours two and pretty much three this week.
Yeah, this was a
Raw
longer
was
show, yes.
definitely on the long side this week,
Yep.
so that was kind of interesting.
But we start off with Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman, of course, talks up Brock Lesnar, talks down Obafemi some. Obafemi makes it to the ring. After getting a gigantic reaction, and people are doing the strut. I thought it was going to be like this weak part of his act, but I am wrong. It is getting over.
Yeah, I was interested to see one of our friends say, I hate them cutting to the crowd doing the strut. And I'm like, to me, to your point, I'm like, they just showed you how over that thing is. And
He is.
especially the age group that was doing it also definitely seemed primarily aimed at the younger audience, I would
You
say.
did, but I saw some
But
adults getting really
there
into
were
it,
a
yes.
fair amount of adults doing it also. But yeah, that to me, like when they were cutting away, like you said, it just proved to me. I'm like, yeah, he's getting that strut over on top of all the other stuff. Like, I mean, I think they've done such a great job of filming him
Oh yeah.
and how they create his entrance and everything.
Yes.
Even
Yes, they've done a really great job with that. Yeah,
so
the
it.
turning the lights off and then the beat starts and the green hue shines over him. Yeah, all of it's really good. He gets to the ring. Brock tries to get him up for the F5, but nope. Obafemi getting the better of Brock Lesnar again. Clotheslines him ass over doing that ass over tea kettle bump that Brock loves to do over the top rope. Only Brock loves to do.
Yeah, this is I think we talked about it last week. When Brock Lesnar wants to sell for you, he does it.
Yes.
Yeah, that bump was awesome. He ends up laying on the floor back against the guardrail or the barricade. And a great look of dismay. And then, to me, an accurate recovery after he got his wits about him, and he's just like, "Hey, okay, you know what? I'm gonna, maybe I've been selling you a little short here, and this is not gonna happen again here."
Interesting to see how their interactions progress. Is Brock going to get anything on Obafemi over before we get there? Because of course that pro wrestling that logic we've been ingrained of us as wrestling fans. The guy who gets the last laugh on TV is the one who loses.
Yeah, that
Epi-Eli.
is definitely a Pavlovian response to anyone that has watched professional wrestling for any amount of time. Yeah, you do not, because I really was thinking about that, wondering when Brock Lesnar was gonna get his time to shine. And I do feel like, and we discussed it a little bit last week, you definitely needed to establish Obafemi first here. So I think this is good work. I think having a little bit of follow-up to what happened last week is excellent. If you do it a third week in a row, I'm not going to argue,
Yeah.
but I would be surprised. If at some point, again, like if we still have three Raws, I'd be surprised if that Brock doesn't get over in one of those.
Right.
Like I would be pretty surprised. You
Yeah,
know,
so
just
I'm sure he
put
will,
things
yeah.
back in order a little bit and show that
Yeah.
Brock can do it. Or whatever weirdness. We all know Brock can do it. Come on. So, yeah, good, but good start to Raw. Bad start for Paul Heyman. And that bad start carried on to the first match of the night. The Usos took on Logan Paul and Austin Theory. LA Knight does play a role in this thing, which was the weirdest part. When I did pick up a Raw last evening, I picked up with LA Knight and the Usos discussing what had already happened in this segment. It is exactly where I jumped in, so it was really weird. But hey, I got to go back and watch this after the fact, so it definitely gives you something of a unique view of everything going on here. Jey Uso, little silly pants, really could have hid the brass knuckles and still won the match.
He was not very smart here. No. But yeah, he lays out Logan Paul and Austin Theory with the knucks, and knocks out his opponents, but also earns them a win by disqualification and a championship next week in a street fight.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
that will be
Yeah, there's.
interesting. There could be some championship hot potatoing heading
Yeah,
into WrestleMania here.
I could see some. Yeah, it's yeah. The match we thought was going to happen at WrestleMania will be happening 2 weeks in a row on television, which usually means that's probably, at least not in that iteration, going to be a WrestleMania match. Yeah, the whole thing with well, first, obviously the issues with the Vision and Seth Rollins. And Bron Breakker being out, and Bronson Reed being out, and then the Usos being involved in this, but also being involved in the Roman Reigns CM Punk storyline, and LA Knight also being involved in the Vision storyline, but not having anything resembling a what looks like a solid match for himself at WrestleMania. Yeah, it's a bit convoluted right now, the involvement of all these people.
There are a lot of players with nothing determined at this
Yeah.
point. Like
I
it
mean,
really could be there could be a six-man match out of this whole thing. There could be just a tag match and a singles match. You know, like it kind of depends upon how things work out because it's pretty clear that this is one where they have an idea and they're just hoping they can pull it off by the time WrestleMania actually happens.
Yeah, a lot of this depends on whether Bron Breakker can return or not and have the match with Seth Rollins, yes.
Yeah, so yeah, this is one I definitely understand why they've kind of kept all avenues open as they head towards WrestleMania
Yeah.
here. Because in this week, I feel like kept that thing or kept those stories completely wide open too, where
Yes.
there could be any number of permutations of that one. It's something that definitely got us additional story building here. AJ Lee, Becky Lynch confrontation here
Yeah.
on Raw. Yeah, this is another one. Definitely. Well, no, they haven't really said gimmick match yet, have they?
No, they haven't really set a gimmick match. Maybe it won't be one. Maybe I've been wrong this whole time. It can happen. Not often, but it can happen. Yeah. So, yep, they Becky, did her promo, a good promo, including throwing in about how her own daughter is skipping like AJ, which is funny. It's a funny thought. And then AJ comes
Yeah,
down.
well, and it does give AJ some cover to make that comment without her being the aggressive baby face, you
Yeah.
know. If you're the one that brings the child into it kind of looks like bad form on the baby
Yeah.
face. Becky Lynch introducing the idea really, I think, helps round this whole situation out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, and because it was a good setup for AJ to say your daughter's favorite wrestler and all, and yeah, and she
Yep.
and AJ, quote unquote, falls into the trap to. On her own behalf, challenge Becky to a championship match at WrestleMania. Not sure
Yeah.
how much of a trap it is, since AJ's won every single time they've been in the ring with each other.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, that's why it's like, yeah, it kind of makes sense. Like, I know that, especially, I believe Corey Graves was trying to make the why does she fall into that trap? It's just like, she just said it, dude. She's won 2 out of 2 times here. Like, what is she
Three.
concerned? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
War games, yeah. We forget war
Oh,
games, yeah.
yeah. I keep on forgetting War Games. So yeah, like you're 3-0 against her. Like, why would you not be confident to beat her a fourth time?
No, there's no reason, no reason. Yeah. So, but we have our sixth official match for WrestleMania.
Yes. Yep. It is kind of wild that Javon Evans had a match against Grayson Waller on this show.
Yeah, they've kind of scaled back with Javon Evans a bit, it feels like.
Yeah, not quite sure what's going on there. He did get the win though,
Yeah.
so it's not
If we
definitely
end up
not
in
all
some type
bad.
of secondary title multi-man clusterfuck deal, yeah, I'm sure he'll be in it.
Yeah, I think that is the problem. I mean, we've kind of talked about it for other people and reasoned why a lot of times people did not get called up before WrestleMania. Sometimes you get lost in the wash of WrestleMania,
Yeah.
and getting into that type of a match is your only life raft to actually getting a WrestleMania match.
Well, at least he's been on the show. Yeah,
Yeah,
unlike former
good.
former two-time world champion Gunther, and the man who retired John Cena, AJ Styles, and Goldberg.
Yeah, he still noticeably noticeably absent from proceedings.
Yeah.
'Cause who else? I feel like there was someone else that, and it might have been in the women's department that seems to have nothing to do at the current moment.
her
I'm
name?
not
The
quite
big name. She
sure.
doesn't seem to
Oh,
have an
Tiffany
obvious.
Stratton.
It's she's getting involved in the US title situation. I mean, she
Oh,
does have
yeah.
a match with Julia that could, of course, also turn into some type of multi-person deal for WrestleMania.
That is fair. She does have a hint of something going on here, but that is who I was thinking about. And this was the second thing that I saw of the night. Adam Pearce talking to Paul Heyman and telling him, "Hey, you had requested promo time to talk about Seth Rollins. Aren't you going to fill your spot over here, pal?" That was kind of an interesting way to also be introduced. And he's like, "Hey, I've had a long night already. Do I really need to do this?" And he's like, "I gave you the time, man. Like, what do you want from me?" I did not make your night go terrible this time around. You cannot blame me for this one. Paul Heyman does end up accepting the promo time, and Seth Rollins ends up coming out and attacking one Paul Heyman yet again.
Yeah,
So.
the big swerve, the restraining order. Yes, one of those pro
Oh.
wrestling restraining orders that's valid in all 50 states, so the guy can keep getting arrested every week.
Yeah, and it really didn't do anything to deter Seth Rollins, which is another easy
No.
reason to forget about it, since
Right, but
he
we can keep
did, in
doing this and
fact,
dragging this out. It's such
a
it. I thought it was kind of lame, but it's because again, it brings out that we do this. It's like there's a restraining order, and as I said, it's valid in all 50 states somehow.
Yeah, Paul just files a new one every week.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you can file restraining orders in states you don't in cities and states you don't live in. I'm sure that's very
And then
logical.
no crimes have been committed in.
Right. Yes. Very logical. But that's a pro wrestling thing. It's the first time I've ever really thought of it like that. I mean, we get restraining order angles like every few years or something like that.
It's definitely
It's a
been a
trope.
trope that has
Yeah.
been not used as much as it once was. That is for sure.
Right.
But it still does pop up
But
every now and again.
it's to drag things out. We still have we again, they may need to drag this all out to the last week.
Yes. Yeah, again, they are definitely keeping that story wide open for a lot of possibilities here, and we'll see what those are. Next matchup, Bayley and Lyra Valkyria end up defeating the Kabuki Warriors. I believe Kairi Sane took the pin, if I'm not
Yes,
mistaken.
as she does in these situations, for sure. Yes. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. She wins,
So.
and then the and of course Asuka is very angry about that. And Bayley and Lyra make a challenge to Nia and Lash for next week on Raw. So the tag team champions will finally make an appearance on Raw for the first time since
Yeah.
winning them.
And we continue our cycle of A, B, C, and now we officially at least have D
Yes. Yeah. It
in
is
this
looking.
situation.
Yeah. It is looking like it's gonna stay ABCD. It doesn't look like we're getting more than a fourth team added to this situation, which is fine. Fine
Yeah,
match for
that.
WrestleMania. Yeah, little. Maybe the lowest on the card Charlotte Flair's ever had to be on a WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think that is a fair statement to make. I think that is a fair statement. That is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Or if she's been this low, it's been quite some time, like decade plus.
Right. Because Alexa Bliss has spent a lot of time in tag in way more time in tag teams than Charlotte has, and the rest of them are tag team have been tag team wrestlers off and on, and of course the Bella Twins are the Bella Twins.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
So.
Danhausen continues to impress Housen. He's even getting segments with I Show Speed and cursing the gentleman
Yes, he did
who
curse him because
has
he didn't, because he didn't.
189 followers,
Yes,
evidently.
I think it's 189 million, but as Dan House said, that checks out. Okay, Dan House, I could just make anything sound funny. That checks out. Thank you. Just everything that man says is gold. So I mean, perhaps we'll be seeing more of I Show Speed on the road to WrestleMania, being cursed and being the victim of some bad luck. I imagine. This world we live in, where people are well known and famous to millions of people, and completely unknown to millions more.
Yeah, I mean, it is wild that someone can have 189 million followers, and you're like, I don't know, like, oh, the wife and I, were just kind of like vegging out a little bit over the weekend, and we turned on that flag football thing, and he was on there, and I started talking about him. She's like, "Why do you know about him?" I'm like, "Oh, he's just kind of been in a couple of spots for the WWE. Like, that's the only reason I know who this guy is." But yet again, he has a separate 189 million people following him, because evidently he plays video games well. So
I
congratulations.
think that's what he does. Cool. Make your money any way you can. It's better than having a real job. I can attest to that.
Dominic Mysterio and Liv Morgan both also have more interesting jobs than you and I. And
Yes.
they both got to advance their storylines pretty much within the same segment here.
Right,
Liv
yes.
Morgan was going to escort Dominic Mysterio to the ring for his match against Penta, but once Stephanie Vaquer stepped in and prevented
Yeah.
this from happening.
Yeah. And the funny thing about this one is I stepped out and I looked down at my phone. I was looking down at my phone. And then all of a sudden, Stephanie Vaquer and Liv Morgan are in the back. And it's like, and at that moment, Liv Morgan's actually getting the better of the fight, even though Stephanie McCair started it, which I would find out later. And then, but in the end, Stephanie would pick up Liv Morgan and just drop her right on the floor. I thought she landed right on her head.
That definitely looked on the rough side of the bump
Yeah.
department. That bump and the Carmelo Hayes flip dive
Yeah.
onto the announce desk, to me, one and two in some type of order for roughest bound bump that we saw in in these two shows.
But we finally get some good physicality between Liv and Stephanie. This lead up has been missing that, so that was good. And did leave Dominic, well, with only JD as his backup for his match with Penta, which featured the return of Finn Balor. After only like a couple of weeks, but Finn Balor, well, maybe 3 weeks was, whatever, however long it was.
At least
Three weeks, yeah, because it was the night after
I was gonna
elimination.
say,
It's cheaper, so it's 3 weeks. So it's 3 weeks, yeah, okay.
okay.
Proper amount of time for what they did to him. Yeah, he causes distraction that leads to Penta pinning Dom. Dom Finn beats up on JD, tries to get it, that keeps trying to get it. Dom doesn't fully, well, he did. He was able to get him with the drop kick in the corner, but JD was able to pull him away from the coup de grace. And Dominic was able to escape, but JD was not, as he took the coup de grace in Dominic's place. So we do have, we can figure a WrestleMania singles match between Finn Balor and Dominic Mysterio.
One would imagine this is still, I feel like we've been talking about this for weeks now, would have made way more sense with the Intercontinental Championship at stake, but hey,
I'm sure they have a
whatever.
great, as I said, I'm sure they have a great idea for Penta. It'll all
That
be
is kind of
fine. Yeah,
why
it'll be. And
the man won the match, but he's
then he just disappears. Yeah.
Less assured of a match at
Yeah.
WrestleMania
And he
than the
kind of just
guy that
slinked away from the
lost
back. They didn't. Yeah. They didn't even play his music after he won.
it. Oh yeah, it really was all beat down,
Yeah, it
all
was all
beat
about
down.
Finn.
And I think that's when I started to realize that Raw was getting kind of long, and we still had CM Punk, Roman Reigns,
Yes, this
part
was a
four.
lot. Part four, but almost three, but it evolved almost into part seven because there was like three parts. Punk got a very long solo solo promo before the Usos come out. Then the Usos get to talk a bit. Then Roman comes out. A lot was said here. I'm not really. There's somewhere I want to say that there are any like great winning lines, but
Oh,
in the
right.
end, Roman tries to send his cousins to the back. Punk makes a snide remark, which leads to Jey Uso going after him, and then Punk getting a little bit better of Jey Uso. So Jimmy gets in, then Roman finally Superman punches CM Punk, and then at the behest of Jey Uso, Roman Reigns really starts pouring the gas, spear, throwing Punk into the post. And finally, a power bomb through the announce table. I kind of hope so. Big physical angle. You could maybe say it's trying to gear. I don't think there's really any gearing people towards one or the other. It'll be a pretty split crowd, if not in favor of Roman. I would say.
Yeah, I mean, it is wild that and I think this is another one that you and I have talked about, like, this is the first match in a while that it just really doesn't feel like anyone in particular needs to win this match.
No.
And I don't know if there's anything that you really need to do, or I don't know if there's anything that they could do storyline wise that would change my opinion on that either.
No, I
You
mean
know, like this
it's
is
Roman
one of the
Reigns. It's
most
been a couple of years. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
It's
one
been.
of the most up in the air main events
It is.
that I
I would
can
say it's
think
up in
of.
the air. I mean, I'd give a little bit of the nod to Roman, but
Yeah.
he doesn't really need to win it. I mean, he can. It would be, it's be good. It'd be fine. Punk could keep going, but no, it's pretty. The odds are still seem pretty even with this one. I think that, they've done a good job with this. I do think they could kind of start moving the Usos away. Because I feel like it's muddying the waters a bit. Because there really is no. Yeah.
They seem too involved
Yeah, they seem too
at this
involved in this and
point.
not enough and not enough in their own in their own business. Although maybe you can make something of a story out of that. Because obviously Jimmy is still being kind of an asshole in this whole thing.
He's definitely
I mean
the fa
Jay is.
yeah,
Jay is.
Jay.
Jay. I meant
I
Jay.
was
I meant
gonna
Jay. I
say
meant Jay is.
Jimmy's definitely the family dissenter.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, guys, like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. 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 Jay is the
we've
one
kind
who
of
is more concerned
overreacted
about
here.
right. Yeah. It's overreacting. Jay is more worried about CM Punk than he is worried about, defending his tag team championships. Yeah. You can have a story, but you can kind of start, you can start to move them away from this though, because there really is no reason to have them involved in the match itself.
No.
Unless we're going to get some weird, because I don't really want it to turn into like some weird, they're conflicted about what to do and who's going to help who and who's going to interfere. I really don't want this match to devolve into that.
Yeah, I mean that is another one that with the kind of the multi-person Seth Rollins, the Vision kind of storyline, this is kind of loosely tied in too, because you really could bring LA Knight into this situation at the main event level if you wanted to, just because he still had enough beef with Jay and not Jimmy,
Right.
within all of
I
these
mean,
interactions.
you could have Logan Paul and Austin Theory get the tag belts next week and do Jay and LA Knight as a singles match at WrestleMania. You
No.
could do that. I mean, sorry, Jimmy, you're not gonna have a match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that'd be a hell of a thing. Your
Yeah.
brother's getting you booted off the card. Thanks? Question mark?
But yeah, but there's definitely directions for this all to go. I'm intrigued enough, but I kind of, as I said, I do want to see the Usos moved away from this, because I don't want the Brains Punk match devolving into who's going to interfere and just waiting for someone to get involved and all that, because they
Oh.
got a good thing here. Again, the match is even. You're going to have a split crowd. It has all the makings of a great atmosphere. And a worthy main event without it too much gaga
Oh. Yep.
or
Yeah, and
shenanigans.
this is another one too. Kind of like Stephanie Vaquer and Liv Morgan. Both of those feuds have kind of, we know that they've been coming to WrestleMania longer than most of the other matches,
Right.
and they've held off on physicality to this point. So, it's one of those good job for what has happened up to this point, but it makes a whole lot of sense to finally get some physicality in both of these feuds that
Yeah.
have, for the most part, lacked it. So, yeah, and that ends up finishing off Raw then.
Yeah.
So, question for you: did you watch any of the split AEW Collision this week?
Not at all.
I did think it was worth bringing up in and of the fact that I was interested on your thoughts in the department of the fact that they decided to have Slam Dunk Saturday and Slam Dunk Sunday. So instead of doing a 2-hour collision show, because they were airing late after the NCAA basketball games, they decided to split it up into an hour after, the Saturday games and an hour after the Sunday games. I did think that that was at least an interesting concept to run with. The
It was it
DVR
and it's
recorded it that way, so it didn't forget that it usually tapes
oh
Collision.
it's gonna but Collision's gonna start late though, or did it not start late?
Well, no, these were Collision still. So that's what I was
Oh
saying. The
yeah.
DV my DVR still recorded it, even though they were called
Okay.
Slam Dunk Saturday and Slam Dunk Sunday.
Right. No, but I'm asking, did either night did the basketball games run long, so Collision
Oh,
wasn't even able to
no.
finish in your DVR window?
No. Everything ran smooth.
Okay,
DVR
well, you
window,
know what,
no
that's
problems.
well, they've done this before. I don't know if I remember, but they did it last year for March Madness, but I do think they did it for the NBA playoffs last year. So this has happened, and
Okay.
you do get a, and of course, they do get a great lead-in audience. So it is, so I think from a ratings perspective, the last time they did this, it worked out. So they am
Oh.
probably imagining it's gonna work out again.
Okay, yeah, I guess if they had done it last year for the NBA playoffs, which makes some sense that that could have happened, I kind of forgot about it. So yeah, I just thought that I liked the idea, honestly, myself. I don't know if it changed from Collision. I don't think Collision was any different just because it got split into two separate hours.
Probably not really. Yeah.
It felt like the same show just stretched out over 2 days instead of 2 hours.
Yeah,
Especially with the same announcers.
I mean, live sports, a better lead in than yet another airing of The Accountant. Who would have thought that?
Funny story to end on, I suppose, since we're out of wrestling topics. Is it The Accountant 2 that just recently came to Netflix?
I think it's either on Netflix or Prime. I don't remember which one. I haven't watched
Okay.
either. Because it was one of the things I was like, oh, maybe I'll check those out finally. But I haven't
Yeah,
yet.
and I guess that's the reason I thought about it. I'm like, I know that I've seen that on a streaming service that I have recently, and we the wife and I kind of thought to ourselves, like, maybe we need to watch the first one before watching the second one here. So yeah, that might be in the offing. Bell Time beer for the show. I went out to Dankhouse Brewing, which is very soon going to have a location here within Columbus proper. But for the time being, they're still out in Newark, Ohio, which is a solid 35-minute drive from my house here. But it is always worth the drive because their beer is fantastic. And I decided to buy a 4-pack of one that I did not try while I was there. And this one's called Vacuum Sealed. It is a hazy IPA, and it is beyond delicious. It has Citra,
Oh,
Superdelic, Nectaron, and Nelson Bliss hops. And it is aged on ripened oranges. It's very orangey, but the hop background really plays with it quite well. These guys really know how to make beer. They make sours that the wife loves. They also make some very good dark beers. So it is one of those to me unique places that not all three
oh,
of
yeah.
those beer types can be hit or hits at any certain location. Dankhouse though pulls it off, so it is
All right.
worth the drive out there
Dankhouse.
to main campus, Newark, Ohio. But they're also available in a weirdly large amount of states, because I want to say that they might be available in your state, sir, of Wisconsin,
Well, there's
because they have
a lot of
weird.
beers are definitely available here. I'm trying to remember if I've ever had a Dankhouse. It's not ringing a bell,
Yeah.
but I may very well may have.
Yeah, they have a weird distribution pattern where they have like friends in like Norway or something too, and it gets sold overseas in some locations. Like, it's
Cool.
wild. Like, I'm like, huh? Like, you guys don't even distribute within the whole United States, but you're selling in some weird Scandinavian country? Sure. I mean, I guess that's 2026 for you. So that is the Bell Time beer suggestion. If you happen to be able to get your hands on Dankhouse Brewing, I say go for it. If you happen to be in the Columbus, Ohio region and really, really love beer, with the highest of suggestions, hit Dankhouse Brewing. They are very, very good. So that is the Bell Time beer suggestion from at Defrang11. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later.